Okay. I was looking for a sugya that wouldn't interrupt the thread of the perek, and shouldn't step on the toes of Rav Bednarsh and Rav Eisenstein. So the sugya that I thought of was the sugya of Zilusa de Bedina on the Lamed Aleph Amid Beis through Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, which is sort of a bit off the beaten track. In other words, just to those who haven't yet learned the sugya, their marmakamos are over there on that. The corner of the table. And for those who haven't yet learned the sugya, we find that Rav Nachman had paskined in a certain manner based on the rayos that had come before his Beis Din. And then a new raya came, and Rav Nachman changed the psak of his Beis Din. I'm Rav Nachman, anan achtine, anan maskinan le. I was the one who put this person on the field. I could be the one who will remove him from the field. I have no qualms about changing my psak. I don't view it as a zilus of the beidina. Rava then asks on him that we have a sugya in terms of ishus, where we find that the tanoim were concerned with zilus of the beidina. And Rav Nachman says, okay, but I have another sugya, sugya of malin l'kahuna, where it's a machokis tanoim. And I hold like those Tanoim who are not Choshesh for Zilusa de Bedina. That's the sugya in a nutshell. The question is, what exactly is this inyan of Zilusa de Bedina? And Lechora, we have over here a Machokis Rishonim. I'll just point out that Rav Lichtenstein has an article on this topic in his volume on Baba Basra. I'm going to certainly relate to the article, but the article gives the framework, but I think that there is what to add. So if one looks in the Rashbam over here on the Lamed Aleph and the days, the Rashbam says with Zilusa de Bedina, Shema Yilag Lagu Habrios Al Bezdin, Al Shesos Renestinehem, V'dami Lechucha V'itlula. In other words, we have over here a question of the image of Beis Din in the eyes of the people, that perhaps they will they'll become cynical about the Beis Din, and they'll say that a Beis Din is waffles back and forth, doesn't have any real set of directions, similar to that which a number of years ago an individual said, wherever there's a rabbinic will, there's halachic way. In other words, to make fun of Chazal, to make fun of the Chachamim, whatever way they want to paskin, they're always going to find a source. And so in that respect, that's what the Rashbam says over here, that we have a problem with the external image of the Beis Din. The Ritva, according to, there are a number of girsos in the Ritva, but according to one girsa that we have in the Ritva, Perush sheye omer she'anu sosrin dinin shelanu. In other words, that it's not a question so much of the external image of Beis Din, it's more a question of the self-image of Beis Din, the internal image of Beis Din, the standing of Beis Din, which is at stake over here. Namely, we have a concept of Kavod Beis Din. The Kavod Beis Din doesn't allow for such an inner contradiction. Parallel, I think maybe we can give a parallel situation to the concept of Kavod Habrios. Kavod Habrios is not an issue of what people will say about this individual. It's about the self-image of the individual. Therefore, the Gemara in Shabbos points out, and the Peyala from the base, that if a person has to clean himself, has to wipe himself on Shabbos, he can use a tzror she'oluba asavim, even though there's an Isur Drabanan of Kotzer by lifting such a tzror, even though it's an union of Muktzah, that's a Gemara in Sukkah, brings it in Daf Lamed Vav in the days, even though there's a concept of Hotzah in a Carmelis against Tosus over there in Sukkah, because of Kavod Habrios. And we have this concept called Kavod Habrios, Hu Adin over here, there's a concept of Kavod Beis Din, to preserve the stature of the Beis Din. Because this is only one girsa within the Ritva, one could read the Ritva also, Perish She Yomru, She'anu Sotrim Dinim She'anu, and then it returns to the Rashbam. Rav Lichtenstein pointed out that there is a Ravon in Yevamos, that in the beginning of the 10th parak of Yevamos, we have our sugya quoted. There, the Gemara quotes the Shnayim Omer Meis, Shnayim Omer Gomes, etc. And the Ravan takes that opportunity to deal with the sugya of Zilus de Bedina overall. I quoted only two paragraphs from the Ravan, paragraph where he deals with our sugya, Becheska Sabatim. And then he gives an overview of Zilus de Bedina in terms of Psak Halacha that begins with the words Omer Ani Eliezer. And there, he assumes that one should be choshesh lezilusa de bedina. And if you look about two-thirds of the way down in that paragraph beginning, Omer Ani Eliezer, in the middle of the line, right above where you have a print which is boldened, Hachinami Mistabra, the Hadar Bei Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman changed his mind and Bemet felt that there is a concept of chashinan lezilusa de bedina, midamrinan ba'alma, V'Rav Nachman didei Amar higdilu ein yacholin limchos diimkain ma koach bezdin yafeh. The Ravan quotes over here a sugya in Kedushin in which we have yisomim who have to divide a yerusha, and the bezdin selects apotropsim to stand for the interests of each yasom, and the apotropsim divide the land in that which views to them that everyone is going to get a chelek yafeh. And then when the yesamim grow up, the Gemara says, "Igdilu en yecholim limchos diimkain ma koach bezdin yafeh." What good does it do for bezdin to paskin if we're going to overturn the psak of the bezdin? That's one context of imkain ma koach bezdin yafeh. The second context is also quoted over here by the Ravan. Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph, where we have a halacha that if a person sends a get to his wife via a shliach, the fourth parak of Gittin, a shliach get leishto, so he can be mevatel the shlichus. Midor Raisa, he can be mevatel the shlichus, and then the get ceases to be a get. However, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel made a takana that since it could very well be that the husband will be mevatel the shlichus, but the woman won't be aware that the shlichus was mevuto, and she receives the get, she'll think that she's a mugureshet. She'll go ahead and get married to someone else, when in reality, the get really was negated. And so Rav Shimon ben Gamliel made a takana that a husband should not be mevatel a get after he sent it out. The Gemara then asks, what happens if the husband went ahead and was mevatel, even after the takana of Shimon Gamliel? That's a machlokes tanoim. Rebbe says, bitlo mevutel. In other words, of course, midoraisa, he has that power. And Rav Shimon Gamliel himself says, in bitlo eino mevutel, imkein ma koach bezdin yafe. That the whole concept of a bezdin paskening is that that psak is going to stand. And therefore, in bitlo, Eino mevutel, that we're mafkia, the beetle of the husband. Now, how can you mafkia the beetle of the husband? It's a din daraisa. This woman is still married, mi daraisa. And so here, the Gemara brings in the concept of called the Mekadesh, Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh, Afkin Rabbanan Kedushe, Mine Vechule, to explain the reasoning behind, or the halachic mechanics behind Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's saying, in bitro eino mevutel. But the principle of imkein, makoach, based in yafeh, certainly is not a question of what people will say about the Bezdin. It's a question of the stature of the Bezdin, the halachic standing of a Bezdin, of a Psak. It's not a Mayomru. So clearly this is, you know, in the direction that I mentioned earlier in terms of the Ritva. Yitachen, that this machlokas in our sugya between Rashi and the Ritva, between the Rashbam and the Ritva, or the Rashbam on one hand, and the Ravan, is paralleled with the machlokas between the Meiri and the Abarbanel, relating to a totally different sugya, that in the world of Eid Zomim, we have a principle that kasher zamam velo kasher asa, that the onesh of the Eidim Zomim is only going to be carried out if they plotted, but it wasn't actually fulfilled. Hargu einam neheragim. So the Meiri points out that lechora, this is a Kabbalah, ein lanu batam, that this is a gzera sakasuf, that even though it appears to us that, you know, it's like kal vachomer, but ein onshin min hadin, the Gemara, and we find that the Chazal are dorish, pargu, einam nehragim, kasher zaman velo kasher asa. Then the Meiri quotes a shita of the Gaonim, Then the Miri quotes the Shita of the Gaonim, that the reason that Hargu Einam Neheragim is because in order for that any Mises Bezin serves as a kapara. And sometimes you can have an Avera, which is so chamor, which is such a Chilul Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give a kapara. And so when the Edim Zomim in Prat, but the Prat is not actually actualized, then Neheragim, then we can have a kapara. But if they plotted and their plot succeeded, then that the fact that they murdered innocent people in a diabolical, well thought out manner, that something doesn't lend itself to kapari. Of course, same with the gonim. Come gonim kasvu atam sheachar sheherimu shelo b'shaschima meriva v'nekama v'huchpala aveirasam b'ritzicha v'edusheker enem ruyim lekapara. And that's why hard going underground. We find this svara very interestingly in the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Mishpatim. He explains that's why when a Jew kills a goy, there's no chi of misas bezdin on the Jew, because it's such a chilul Hashem that the Torah didn't want to give this individual a kapara. However, the Miri just goes off on his own tangent, says mikol makom nira li she'ein hatam ela mishum zilusa de bedina, that if hargu ein neheragim, because then it's obvious that the bezdin made a terrible mistake. Shlo yisparsem shemichshol ze yotzi mitachat yodam liyot ze neherag b'shikrut v'hashomim svurim. Again, this is the Rashi. Hashomim svurim shezeira lehem b'miut chakira v'drisha. That must be the Bezdin didn't really check well enough and didn't realize that these are edim zomimim. And then the shomim afhem machatetim achareim b'tzadim achareim rigvos mehem etchavam. They'll say, oh, this is a Bezdin we can take advantage of. This is a Bezdin that doesn't see things with a magnifying glass, and we can pull one over such a bezdin. So the Beis HaBechira understands that the zilus de bedina is what the shomim are svurim. It's the external image of the bezdin. However, the Abar Benel on the same inyan uses the language sheratza Hashem yisbarach lochus al kvod bezdin lo yehi koach biad bezdin od yafe. He uses the language of the Ritva to explain that we're dealing over here with the standing of Bezdin, not a Mayomer. I didn't find the Abar Benel because I'm a Baki and Abar Benel. I found the Abar Benel because the Pnei Yoshua quotes the Abar Benel. Okay, the Pnei Yoshua speaks about it that Yeh Gnai Gadol Bedavar the Manashach Neherag Echad Mehem Shelo Kedin and the Chematzasi Achar Kach Bedivrei Abar Benel. So this Machokes between the Miri and the Bar Benel parallels the machokas that we have in our sugya between the Rashbam on one hand and the Ritva and the Ravon on the other hand. My nafkamina, whether we're dealing with an internal image, an external image, we're dealing with the status of a psak, or we're dealing with a mayomru, l'chora, the obvious difference is what's the source of the din of zilusa de vedina? Is this a din de oraisa or a din de rabbana? If we're dealing with the status of the bezdin, then l'chora, this is a din de oraisa. If the Abar Benel and the Miri bring it up in terms of explaining halacha and the Torah, ma'ashein kein, if we're dealing with the mayomru, then pashtus it's a din de rabbana. However, yitachen also that there's a nafkamina that's built into the Ritva. The Ritva, after he gives his reasoning, points out that we have a limitation on zilusa de bedina. Uman de chayish lahachi, the ones who are choshesh for zilusa de bedina of overturning a psak, eino elo lefish astira himen hasafek bekula shmaisesin. Avala havadai kulayama lo chashinan upashut. Namely, that if we're understanding that this is a question of the standing of the Bezdin, the internal kavod habrios of the Bezdin, and Bezdin, often vada'i, realizes that its previous psak was wrong, so the kavod of the Bezdin is that they overturned their psak. The kavod of the Bezdin is that they're choter to an emes. Masha Einkein, where do we have a din of zilus de bedina where Bezdin is left with a suffix? When Bezdin is left with a suffix there, we don't overturn a psak halacha because of the suffix in order to be able to maintain the covet of a Bezdin. But if we're dealing l'chora with mayomru, so the mayomru l'chora is not going to care whether Bezdin changes psak because of a suffix or because of a vadai, they're going to view that this Bezdin doesn't know left from right. It's one day it's this way, one day it's that way. And the mayomru l'chora would apply under both circumstances. the Ravan says black and white, that distinction. Towards the end of the second paragraph, he points out that when do we apply this principle of makoach des din yafa? When do we apply, it's the principle of zilusa de bedina? He says that we're not going to apply it in the case of a get. Hecha da have sveika, shnayim omrim nisgarsha, shnayim omrim lo nisgarsha. Then, because of the suffix, we would say zilusa de bedina. But if it's not a suffix, if it's an inyan of avadai, then we wouldn't. Then the kavod of the bestin is to overturn the psak. Only in the safkal and milsa do we have this principle of imkain makoach bezdin yafe. That's how he distinguishes that we paskin makoach bezdin yafe in the world of kishiyigdulu en yecholin limchos, and we don't paskin makoach bezdin yafe in the world of bitlo, and we say bitlo mavuto. We don't say bitlo ena mavuto, because in one of them it's a suffix which part is really shayach better for the yasam. But in terms of bitlo, it's clear that it's not a get midoraisa. There we're not going to apply makor bezdin yafe. Okay, so the Ravon would be l'shitaso, and the Rashbam could be l'shitaso. L'chora, that would be a very big nafgamina. Rav Huchstein offered that maybe there's another nafgamina as well, and that is that there's a shita in the Rishonim, Adaf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. It's found in the bottom Tosfos, Dibra Maskul Aval, and it's also in the Ramban and the Ritva and the Rashba, that we only say that we're choshesh v'zusa v'dina if an act was done according to the psak. But if the psak was still a totally theoretical psak, there hasn't yet been an act done based on the psak, then we don't say zilusa de bedina. So Rav Huchstein wanted to say that maybe that there would be a difference, that if we're dealing with the mayomru, so if nothing actually happened, so then it doesn't create a mayomru. Mashenkin, if we're dealing with a standing of a psak, so my nafgamina, whether someone actually behaved according to that psak or didn't behave according to that psak. However, I don't think that it is my humble opinion. I don't think that it's a nafgamina. V'haraya, the Ravon himself, who is the one that deals with the status of the psak, he himself at the end distinguishes between ilois avid maisa and isavid maisa. He himself distinguishes that we're only going to have a zilusa if an act was actually done according to the psak. One can understand simply it's a question of the degree of zilusa, that there's that they were choshesh for a greater zilusa when an act was done according to the psak, even though theoretically we could have been choshesh even if a psak had been made on a theoretical plane. Okay, what is, yes?
I didn't understand why it wouldn't be a nafgamina.
No, it's Rav Chanzi thought it would be a nafgamina because al pisvara you can distinguish that if we're dealing with the status of the bezdin, the kavod of the bezdin, then a theoretical psak is a psak. And it should stand, and it shouldn't be overturned. However, we find that the one who talks about kavod bezdin, the makoach bezdin yafe, the Ravon, he himself distinguishes. He says that this is only in a situation where is avid maisa, where an act was actually done based on the psak. In other words, that barur that there would be a degree of zilusa even had an act not been done. But it's not enough of a zilusa to say that we're going to maintain a psak, even though there's room to overturn it. No, it's a question of degree. It's not enough of a zilusa. Tosis uses that language of leka zilusa kolkach in that situation. In the Chora, it applies not only according to the Rashbam, but even according to the Ravon. Okay, but this sort of raises the question. Okay, so we have a theoretical psak, and we have a psak which is a practical psak. But maybe there's another level of psak as well, and maybe zilusa de bedina would apply to that as well. And this is what we see over here in the Ravon. But just to give you the background, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis wants to bring a raya from the Braisa that we find in Ksuvus on Daf Kaf Beis, in Yevamos on Daf Peches Amid Beis, Shnayim Omrim Meis, Shnayim Omrim Lo Meis, Shnayim Omrim Nisgarsha, Shnayim Omrim Lo Nisgarsha, Hareza Lo Tino, Sevi Imdiseis Lo Teitze. We have a sheet of the Chachamim, that whenever we have a treyu trey, and you have a cheskas iser, this woman had been married, and the question is she still married? Maybe she's an amana, maybe she's a grusha, and we have a trey utrey, so Rabbanan say, lechatkila lo tinase, v'yimniseis lo teitze. Generally, that's understood, and the Rashbam understood that's a klal in iser v'heter. It's a klal in iser v'heter, that because of the previous chazaka lechatkila, she shouldn't get married. But if she gets married, so of course, there are two edim that say that she's no longer married, and so she can be somach on those edim, and so niseis lo teitze. Then Rav Menachem, Rav Yossi, comes along and says, teitze, Amar Rav Menachem ben Rav Yossi, we're going to take her away from her new husband, Amos Ayani, Omer teitze, bisman shebo edim v'chakach niseis. That he disagrees with the Chachamim. He says, if we have a treyu trey, and we have a previous chazaka that she was married, so the halacha is with viewers being married and teitzei from a previous husband. Avol niseis v'acharkach bo edim hareza lo teitzei. But if first there one set of edim came and said that she's an amana or a grusha, and then she gets married based on the fact that Chazal were mati her to get married based on that set of edim, and then the second set of edim come, in that situation lo teitzei. Why? Because Zilusa de Bedina. Chayshino is Zilusa de Bedina. That since in Achinami, now we have a suffix whether she is or not married or not married, but since Bezdin already paskind, he too really nose, so we have this din of Chayshino is Zilusa de Bedina. Namely, the whole raya of Chayshino is Bedina is not from the Chachamim, it's not from the Tanakama, it's from Rav Yossi, Rav Menachem be Rav Yossi. He's the one who introduces Zilusa de Bedina. The Chachamim had a principle of when you have a trey utrey and a cheskas iser, then we say lechatchila lo tinase v'yimniseis lo teitze. Nothing to do with zilusa de bedina. Rav Menachem Rav Yossi brings in the concept of zilusa de bedina. However, I pointed out there are two paragraphs in the Ravan, and the first two that I printed, and the first paragraph that I printed deals with our sugya. And in the third line, in the middle of the line, the Eisvei Rava Rav Nachman, that Rava asks on Rav Nachman, that Rava asks on Rav Nachman from this Braisa, and the Raya is not only from Rav Menachem but Rav Yossi. The Raya is from the Chachamim. Namely, that the Chachamim say as follows, that if we have a trey, two edim come and say that this woman is not married, and the Beis Din is silent at that point when two edim come and say that she's not married, and then two edim come and say that she is married, so she's allowed to get married now. Why? Because it's as though the silence of Beis Din was a psak that she was allowed to get married, and so we have a zigusa de beidina based on the silence of Beis Din, that when the two edim came and said she was married, and Beis Din didn't tell her, hold off, etc. It's as though they were matir her. And then, even though a second set of Edim came, we would have a Zilusa de Bedina to override that silent psak. Namely, that the din of Zilusa de Bedina is both according to the Chachamim and according to Rav Menachem and Rav Yossi, that everyone in this braisa holds Chashinan le Zilusa de Bedina. That's the way the Ravan learns. That psak of the Rabban, if you turn the page, is brought by the Ramban in our sugya as a Yesh Mefarshim. Yesh Mefarshim de Midrabbanon Kamakshi, Lememra da Haida Amri, Lo Teitze, Mishum Zilusa de Dvedina. That even though she got married after the second set of Edim came, because when the first set of Edim came, the Rabbanon were silent, it's as though they paskin that she could be somech on that set of Edim. Then the Ramban says that's not pshat in the Rabbanan. The pshat in the Rabbanan is that we have a rule in Iser v'heter, that when you have a trey utrey and a cheskas iser, l'chatchilo, she shouldn't get married. But if the evidence she gets married, she can get married. Nothing to do with zilusa de bedina. And the din of zilusa de bedina is really learned out from Rav Menachem de Rav Yossi. In other words, that he says zilusa de bedina is when you have a real psak. In other words, that when the first set of Edim came, then Beis Din did paskin she can get married, and then she got married, and then another set of Edim comes, we're going to say Zilusa de Bedina, not to remove her from her husband, her new husband. But in other words, that we have a machlokas, that only Rav Menachem Rav Yossi brings in the concept of Zilusa de Bedina. And the Ramban proves that l'chora, this is the pshat, because Rav Nachman says that I'm going to bring Ashley Ravavei. I'm going to bring Tanoim who hold we're not choshish for Zilusa de Bedina. If in our Braisa everyone holds we're choshish for Zilusa de Bedina, even Rabbanon, what good will it do that Rav Nachman will bring a Das Yochid that we're not choshish? Now, if we have a Das Yochid by us, Rav Menachem, and a Das Yochid later on of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you could say, okay, so Rav Nachman said, I'm being told in Ashley Rabbeve and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But if in our Braisa, even Rabbanan say Chashinan, what are we going to prove from the fact that we'll have a Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that lo Chashinan? We have a Stam Mishnah by us that Chashinan. In any case, what we see over here is that according to the Ravon, the Ma'amad of Beis Din is to such a degree that if a Maisa was done, again, the Ravon requires that a Maisa was done. If a Maisa was done based on a silent Psak of Beis Din, that itself is enough of a reason not to overturn that silent Psak, even though it wasn't given black and white. Masha'inkan, according to the Rashbam and the Ramban, There is no such concept of a silent psak. A psak has to be that which is promulgated and is acted upon, not that which is simply a sort of a shtika kahoda. Okay. I pointed out that the din of Zilusa de Bedina is found really in three contexts. One context is that of Rav Nachman of Dine Mamanos. The second context is that of of marriage, of Shnayim Omrim Meis or Shnayim Omrim Lo Meis. And the third context is that which Rav Nachman brings in from a Mishnah of Mishnah in Ksuvas of Ma'alin with Kahuna. On what basis do we assume that someone is a Kohen? With the Nafkamina, as pointed out here by the Rashbam, l'hafzik adam b'kohen lechol b'truma, la'avod avoda, lisa eskapov, what level of proof do we need? L'chora, I mean, the way we would learn the sukkah, is we're saying they were moving over from the world of Mamanos and Dover Shebe Erva, where you require proof of two Edim, to a world of Iser Veheter, where we have Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. And that would be the context in which we're dealing, where we have an issue where we had one Eid and one Eid and one Eid back and forth, and based in Paschim, based on one Eid, and then another Eid comes, and how do we deal with it? And that, L'chor, is what's mashma from the Sugya, that if you look at the Sugya, the Sugya sets up the case as follows, that an individual came and claimed he was a Kohen. Okay. Then a call comes out, is what the Gemara says. There's a call that he's a Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. And so he takes a step back. Then one aide comes and says, no, he's a Kohen Kasha. And then he takes a step forward. And then two aidim come and say he's a Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. He takes a step back. And then one aide comes and says, He's kosher. That now when we add the Edim, we have two Edim who say he's kosher, two Edim who say he's not kosher. And the question is, what is his status? And this is the arena for Zilusa de Bedina. Do we say that since he was already knocked off of his position based on two Edim, we're going to keep that psak? Or do we say, no, now we have two and two, and maybe he should be put back into a status of being a Kohen. Then the whole Gemara is dealing with four stages, a kol, one aid, then two aidim, and then an aid. That's the framework of the Gemara. The Gemara brings in the world of Zilusa de Bedina when we move over we leave aside the kol, we deal with a one aid, two aidim, and one aid. Are we mitzarif the aidus, not mitzarif the aidus, Zilusa de Bedina, v'kulei. The question that the Rishonim raise is, why does the Gemara wait until then? Why don't we say that when a kol came and Bezdin Paskin, based on the kol, that this is not a Kohen, and then an Eid Echad comes and says that he is a Kohen, why don't we bring in Zilus de Medina at that stage in the Gemara? No one brings it in that stage of the Gemara. Why not? So Tosus deals with this on Lamed Beis Amed Aleph, Tosus Yiramaska of Nafa Kola, and gives two perushim. One perush is that Bezdin never paskin that he was no good based on the kol. Eloklomar memela yarad, the person felt embarrassed that there's a kol that he's a begrusha ben chalutza. He took a step back on his own. So Bezdin was never involved, so there's no issue over here of Zilus in the Bedina when an aide comes and is machshir him to go and to say that he's kosher. The second daya in Tosfos, iname, no, Bezdin did paskin based on the kol. However, leka Zilus de Bedina elahecha doriduhu ayde edus of a horod ayde hakol leka zilusa. That a kol, everyone understands, is not a proof. A kol is only a chshash. So when Bezdin said that we're choshesh, that's not a psak. In other words, the fact that Bezdin said he shouldn't be a kohen because we're choshesh, Bezdin is simply being cautious. But they're never actually paskins, so we don't have to deal with the issue of zilusa de Bedina. That's the direction of Tosos, namely that he minimizes the kol. Either the kol is simply that which causes the person to go back on his own, or the kol is that which Bezdin is choshesh, but they never paskin based on the kol. However, the Ritva, Al-Atar, goes in another direction. He says, Kiddushi Ritva under the Ramban, Hachi Yeshka Kham Bekulu Nusche Didan, V'nofak Le'kola De Ben Grush Ben Chalutzu Perush, Kol HaMuchzak BeBezdin. We're dealing with a real bona fide solid kol. And then also idecha diyamar de kohen uva askine v'yim tomar l'maide salka daitach b'ukim tada de plige b'zuse b'dina hechi askuhu aliba deman de chayish. Don't we have over here a psak based on a kol muchsak b'bezdin? Why shouldn't we ask, how can you overturn this psak? Shouldn't we be choshesh for zilusa de b'dina? So he quotes Tosfos, Acherim Pirshu Delav Horada Gemura, El Achayashle, there was never really a psak, just a kshash. V'kolze Eino Klum. The Hocha Lekad Zilusa, Kevan de Kule Alma, Eid Echad Shemeid, Shehu Kohen, Kosher, Adif Mikol Afilu Hosak Bebezdim. Namely, that in the world of Malin Lekahuna, there's only one criteria. The criteria is Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurim. The moment we have an Eid Echad, nothing else matters. And therefore, Zilus de Medina is only when you had a psak that was based on Edus, and then we have a contradiction within Edim. Then we have an issue of Zilus de Medina. But if we're not dealing with Edus and all of a sudden Edim come, that's not a Zilus de Medina that based on is Somech on Edim. That's the criteria in the world of Isur Veheter, where the criteria is Eid Echad Ne'eman V'Isurim. Okay, it appears over here to be slam dunk that there's no question that in the world of Iser V'Heter, that one aid is sufficient. And to say a Kohen is a Kohen, L'chora is a world of Iser V'Heter, that it's not Mamanos, and it's not Nefashos, and it's not Davasha Be'erva. It's a question over here of classic Iser V'Heter. However, there is a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos, and this Rambam is quoted by Rav Lichtenstein in a later Ma'amar of the status of the Kohen. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, Perek Chaf, Halacha Aleph and Beis, paskin that Kohanim have a Cheskas Kohuna, but that Cheskas Kohuna is good enough to give them the ability to eat Truma D'Rabbana. But to eat Truma D'Oraisa, one has to be a Kohen Miyuchas. How does one become a Kohen Miyuchas? Eizahu Kohen Miyuchas, Kol Shehi Idulo, Shnei Edim, Shehu Kohen Ben Troni HaKohen. Namely, that which Rashi says is a nafkamin in our sugya of Malin LeKohen, can he eat Truma D'Oraisa? The Rambam Paskins, that's only Alpi Shnei Edim. And the question is, why in the world do we need two Edim to say that a Kohen is a Kohen? That the Ran on the Rif in Ksuvas already asked that question on the Rambam. That Borer, according to the Ran, Afilu Truma D'Oraisa Idechad Ne'eman, Zehu Nirli Mipshat HaSugya, that only in terms of the world of Yuchsin, in terms of marriage over there, we have a principle of Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin to require more than one aid. But to eat Truma, one aid is enough. Then he quotes the Rambam in Hil Perakaf Hilchos Yisurei Bia, you require two aidim. And he says, I have no idea where this Rambam is coming from. right? The pshita under the truma, the eid echad sagi, and to say that our sugi is only dealing with truma drabanan lo yadati miyuskiko kach. On what basis did the Rambam was he machbir in terms of giving the kohen a status of a kohen for truma daraisa to require two eidim? So here to explain this Rambam, we have a machlokes achronim, a machlokes between the Shev Shmaisasa, between the Ktzos and the Rav, as to how do we explain the Rambam. And their machlokes is basically built on a line in the Gemara in Gittin, that the Gemara in Gittin points out that the rule of Eid Echlan Nema Bisurin has two exceptions. One exception is Ischazik Isura, Avalhoch Ischazik Isura de Eishas Ish, and according to Chachmei Ashkenaz, the second exception is V'have Davar Shebe'erva, that Davar Shebe'erva and Ischazik Isura are two exceptions to the rule of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim. And so the machlokes between the Shev Shmaisasa and the Rav is which of these two exceptions will help us understand the din of Kohen. The Shev Shmaisasa understands that the reason that to call a Kohen, you require two Eidim, why don't we use the principle of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim, is because we have an Ischazik Isura. Where do we have an Ischazik Isura? So the Shev Shmaisasa in Shmaisasa Vav, Perek Tet Zayin, quotes a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samach Zayin, Amud Aleph, that over there it deals with a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen, and she is pregnant, and her husband dies. Namely, that had she had a son who's a Kohen, she could eat Truma, and or her Avadim could eat Truma due to the son. However, she doesn't have a son. She's pregnant. Kinicha mu'uberis. So the Gemara says, Lo yochu avadeha b'truma, mipnei chelko shel ubar. Why not? Amrina b'Gemara, desfirelei ubar b'me'e zara zarhu. That a Kohen only becomes a Kohen at birth. When he's in utero, he is considered to be a zar. He has the status of his mother. Once he's born, he has the status of his father. And so currently, we have the woman is a Bas Yisrael, the Ubar is considered to be a Yisrael, not a Kohen, so the Avadim can't yet eat Truma, and the Rif and the Rosh paskin lahalacha in that manner. So he says, that's why the Rambam says that you require two Eidim to give a Kohen his status, ein Eid Echa Neman lahachil Truma de Oraisa. Why? Because every Kohen starts off with a Cheskas Zarus. Before he's born, he's a Zar. And then a question is, what's his status now? So he maintains his Chazaka of being a Zar until we have Eidus. What kind of Eidus? When we have a realm of Chazaka, you can't apply it Echad Neman B'Yisurim, in Echad Neman B'Yisurim in a realm of Chazaka. So therefore, we require two Eidim. So the Shev Shmaisasa explains the Rambam based on the fact that we have over here Ischazik Isura. Now, of course, that's assuming that that the Rambam would really paskin that when you have Ischazik Isura, we don't say Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. That's not so pashut. Shev Shmaisasa was aware of that, and he goes into a discussion of that future. But that's his direction. The Rav, however, went in the second direction. We said there were two exceptions to Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. One of them is Ischazik Isura, the other is Davar Shebe'erva. What does the status of a Kohen have to do with Davar Shebe'erva? So here the Rav quoted a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Beis, Halacha Kaf Beis, Ein Somchin al Hanoshim b'minyan Hashanim velo al Hakrovim ela al pi shnei Eidim Ksherim lahavid. That to say that an individual is a Gadol as opposed to a Katan requires shnei Eidim Ksherim. Period. And the Mefarshim on the Rambam tried to figure out what this Rambam is based on. The Rav posited that this Rambam is based on the rule that Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnayim. What does Gadolus have to do with Davar Shebe'erva? So the Rav said that conceptually, Davar Shebe'erva is not only cases of Ishus, of Gerushin, of Znus, but Davar Shebe'erva is anything having to do with personal status. Anything having to do with the chalos shame of an individual, that's defined as Davar Shebe'erva. And so, just as whether a person is a katan or a gadol is a question of his personal status, his kalos shem, his standing in the halachic community, so that requires two edim because it's a davar shebe'erva. So also the status of a kohen is considered to be a personal status. It's a question of his standing in the Jewish community. That's also defined as a davar shebe'erva and therefore requires the shnei edim because edecha neman bisurim doesn't apply to davar shebe'erva. So gochora, in other words, this would, you know, it's certainly impact on our sukkah. Namely, that would certainly explain why the Gemara only brings in Zilusim de Bedina when we're dealing with a tre v'tre. It doesn't bring it in when we're dealing with a kol on one hand and an eid echad on another hand. Those are irrelevant factors in terms of determining the real status of a kohen. The real status of a kohen is determined by two eidim. So only when we have a situation where you have a tre v'tre, just like we had earlier, can we speak about Zilusim de Bedina. To change the psak, but a psak which is based on anything less than two edim is really not a psak, as was hinted at by Tosfos. Okay, Adkan, that's what we have over here in terms of Zilusa de Bedina, my humble opinion. This will enable Rav Bednar and Rav Eisenstein to go straight through the sugya without having to skip a beat. Next week, Emir Tzashem is the last Wednesday of the Zman, so we'll Emir Tzashem summarize Hilchos Pesach. So maybe we'll start a little earlier. Let's start at 11:45. Okay? 11:45 to 1, Bli Neder.